Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Carolyn Maloney, my dear friend, tell me, you're right down there in the big city, and everybody for the rest of the state wants to know about the New York City mayoral race. In other words, we want to know who's going to win.
Well, no one can really say who's going to win because that's dependent on the voters, but I've endorsed Christine Quinn to be our next mayor. She was likewise endorsed, Alan, by three of our newspapers, the New York Times, the Daily News, and the New York Post. And she, in my opinion, is the most qualified as speaker. She's held the second most powerful job in the city of government. She's proven again and again that she's tough enough to run this city and make the hard choices that a mayor faces every day. And basically what you want in a mayor is good judgment. And really the bottom line is that she has gotten results. We've worked together on numerous things, and she gets the job done for the middle class, for the men and women who live in the city.
Is it geographic? I mean, you're one of the few congresspeople who represent three of the boroughs. You represent parts of Queens, Brooklyn, and Manhattan. Are people looking at this race differently from those three boroughs?
Sometimes they are. Brooklyn is the largest borough, as you know. Staten Island sometimes is more conservative. But basically, everyone wants a mayor that's going to put a budget together on time, which our governor's been able to do. And she's passed seven balanced on-time budgets. She's kept our firehouses opened, our libraries opened, helped preserve child care, saved jobs of school teachers when they were going to lay off over 4,000 school teachers. She saved those jobs. And I think this is an important point as a parent and a former educator. I know the importance of early childhood education, and it's really more important for a successful life later on than high school or even more college. And economists say it's the greatest predictor of success, early childhood education. And she really led the fight back in Albany, your old stomping grounds, for New York City school children to have kindergarten mandatory for all five-year-olds. That's a major achievement, and she did that. So she has a record to run on. And one of the things that always sort of interests me is these candidates come out and they claim that they've done all these things when they haven't. And I think voters have to look at the record. And I always say before they tell you what they're going to do, ask them what they've done. And she has a jobs record, a tenants' right record, affordable housing, putting them up and making them happen. I am supporting her, and her support is growing.
You said to me that she was the second most powerful person, but the other citywide person is de Blasio. Isn't he important?
Well, he's a public advocate, and she is the head of the city council. The public advocate can issue reports. The city council can do land use, appropriate money, pass laws. The city council is tremendously powerful and a counterweight to the mayor, and they can really get things done in terms of creating manufacturing jobs. One of the things that I worked with her on that I think is really important, we need to diversify our economy in New York, and we saw that really after the financial crisis. And one of the things that she has worked on with the mayor, and I've pushed it in my own district very, very much, is diversifying our economy for high tech. And we're building a Cornell Technion University for training the future Facebook creators and Twitter creators. And they're moving their headquarters to New York. They've already moved their headquarters to New York. And I even we have temporary offices in Facebook for the new high-tech school. And I got a patent office to move in there so that they could get their patents done immediately.
Wow.
The new school will be located on Roosevelt Island in the district I'm privileged to represent. And I find that a very exciting economic development trend.
How do you get over to Roosevelt Island? All the New Yorkers know about Roosevelt Island. And how do you get over there? There's that tram thing. And
there's a subway, and you can drive. And we created this year a Four Freedoms Park, which is just unbelievable. We don't have one memorial for Roosevelt in this country, and this one is the only one that we have in New York City. And it's really the four freedom speech, freedom from want, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to pursue happiness, his four freedom speech, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous park at the end. And in fact, Alan, I just opened up a new park in Western Queens with the mayor in it, which has a beach and water taxi and, of course, a bike lane built with federal money, and a playground for a school that we built over there, and it'll be the backyard for all the new affordable housing that we're putting in there, really thousands and thousands of new units. But one of the things I asked the mayor, what was he most proud of? And he says, extending the life of New Yorkers by 3 years. Can you imagine 8 million people on statistics have 3 more years than the rest of the country? That's not bad, is it?
No, and if obviously on the smoking stuff, but also he's terrific on that stuff. But also, you know, the soda, which went down in flames, but he's right about it.
I would say it's the open space and tranquility that we were celebrating and quality of life.
And fewer murders.
Yes, absolutely. I think parks and recreational areas and schools and all these things that improve the quality of life of people make you happier so that you... But I think that's a really incredible achievement that during his tenure, the lifespan of New Yorkers has grown.
He's a gutsy politician, isn't he?
Well, he's worked hard, and quite frankly, he did not have a particularly good hand dealt him. 9/11 was not an easy incident to recover from. As you know, it took me 9 years to pass my 9/11 health and compensation bill to give health care to those who risked their lives to save others. And then we had the financial crisis, and that was difficult. Then you had Sandy. Sandy was horrible. I just met a woman today over in the park that lost everything. Many of my constituents, you couldn't even tell that it struck, but in other areas of the city, it was just devastated.
Yeah. You've had some very prestigious jobs in the Congress, the Joint Economic Committee, Financial Services. Do you think that the Democrats have any chance of taking back the House?
We always have a chance of taking back the House. And when you, in this last election, there was a 10-point gender gap.
Right.
And believe me, the Republicans worked very hard to achieve that that gender gap. And one of my incidents in the last Congress was asking the famous words, "Where are the women?" when they were talking about rolling back health benefits and rights for women. And, of course, they're constant chipping away at a woman's right to choose and many other efforts to roll back.
So do you think that bites? Do you think that bites them in the rear?
Oh, gosh, where else did they get the 10-point gender gap?
But do you think that since the last go-around in the presidential election where we saw that so clearly, do you think it's gotten worse for the Republican members of Congress?
Well, quite frankly, Alan, I thought that after the election they would say, oh, look at this gender gap,
and
we'd better stop doing these mean things. And they just seem to double down more on it.
Yeah.
So there will be an opportunity, I think, to take back the House. But, you know, it's hard to predict anything in politics. You worked in politics for many years. You teach government, so you know that anything can happen, and it's very hard to predict what's going to happen. You can just support your candidate, and if you don't like any of the candidates, run yourself. We're so fortunate to be Americans and have the freedoms that we have.
Carolyn Maloney, great love to you, and you have
great love to you, and thank you for all you do.
You're the best. You really are. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more about immigration reform, one of my favorite topics. Okay.
Okay. Good enough.